From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's our host, Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. Our special guest today is Jenny Hamilton with the Vigo County Fair, and we're going to be talking about that. The fair's going on or getting ready to start. What date does the fair open?
So the fair actually opens this Saturday, July 8th.
So it will be in progress even as we hear this program.
Yep.
We want to talk about something before we get into the details of the fair, and that is, we were talking about it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are, unlike a lot of county fairgrounds, we are privately owned by an association. We are a nonprofit organization that is ran by a board of directors, and I am employed by said board of directors. So the fair for us is actually our largest fundraiser of the year. So that's why we really encourage people to come out and support it, because we, you know, house the 4-H program down there. We have the action track. We have the dragway. So it's not just, you know, like most counties are county owned, but we are not. We're privately owned.
So it's important that we support the county fair. Yeah. And raise money for those kids. Yeah. As well as for the county.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the schedule. Go through the schedule for us, if
yeah.
you would.
So this Saturday will be the Pro Pulling League Truck and Tractor Pull. It starts at 7 p.m. We'll have four different classes, trucks and tractors. And then Sunday is our big event with free monster trucks. So it's $5 to get in the gate, parking fee, after 3 o'clock. And then the monster truck show is actually free. So you can come and enjoy it, courtesy of Tag Leaf, Chick-fil-A, the new casino that's coming in town, and of course our title sponsor is the Hometown Savings Bank. So, you know, because of the sponsorship we secure, we were able to provide the monster trucks for free to the community this year. And then Monday is our beloved Police and Fire Demolition Derby, which also starts at 7. So our local sheriff's department, city police, county police, and state police. And then a few of our local fire departments come together, and they have a class that they compete for the title of, you know, the Police and Fire Derby. So then our new event for this year is going to be the baby contest on Tuesday. You do not have to be a Vigo County resident. You can be from anywhere. It's 0 to 3 years old, boys and girls. We'll have different categories, different prizes, carnival tickets, and things like that. And then Wednesday is our dirt drags. You can bring anything, four-wheelers, trucks, side-by-sides. If it has wheels, you can take it down the action track. Thursday night is...
That sounds like a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And kids can come out and enjoy it. Like I said, you can, you know, race what you bring. So, you know, we had a big turnout for our first year last year. So we're really excited to do it again this year and get more crowd and get more people to participate. Thursday night is a quiet night. Just it's a rain makeup in case we have to, you know, cancel for rain, which there's just not going to be any rain this year. We've already talked to the news people and Mother Nature, and she's already given us all we needed for the last week or so. So Friday night is micro wrestling. That was a huge hit last year. Everybody had so much fun. The crowd got into it. It starts at 7 p.m. as
now,
well.
What is the micro wrestling?
So micro wrestling are the little people that come and they put on a show and they get into the ring, and it is so fun to watch. They are just a great group of people, and they come all the way from Pigeon Forge. And it was a blast last year. Everybody had so much fun, and the crowd really gets into it. And then our last day of the fair will be another demolition derby, which will also start at 7, but it's going to kind of be your more normal classes, your stock classes and stuff like that. So a couple things we added this year was a 5K, which will be the first Saturday of the fair. You can sign up on the Wabash Valley Roadrunners or on our website, vigofair.com. We also have a chalk art, which will be Sunday, and that's also sign up on our vigofair.com. So just lots of different little things. Of course, the 4-H kids have shows every day. Then the exhibit hall will be open for 4-Hers to, you know, bring their projects. And so you'll be able to go and visit the kids' projects with, you know, and we have some vendors in the hall. Round robin Thursday night. The auction is Friday night. Of course, we always encourage businesses to come out and support the 4-H kids. So, and then that'll kind of wrap up our week.
Are the animals a big attraction for the Vigo County Fair?
I think so. You know, we're not quite a rural community. So, you know, I think this is the one opportunity for the community and for families to be able to come out and see farm animals and, you know, participate in different things, you know, with the master gardeners. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity for everybody to come out and see what, you know, country life is like, or what it's like to, you know, live on a farm, We have the petting zoo, so you can pet different animals. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, this is just a really good old 4-H county fair.
Well, I know in a lot of fairs, the hog show is big, and so are the beef shows. Are they big at the
county fair? They are. We actually have every barn full for the most part. Our swine barn, our cattle barn, goat barn, sheep barn. We even have alpacas. Our chicken barn's full. Our rabbit barn's full. Every barn that we have is pretty well full of animals. So I would say the beef show is the highlight of the week, and the swine show. And then, of course, we have Grand Drive at night. So in the evening, I think on Tuesday. So yeah, those are probably your two biggest shows just because they have the most animals. Goats are another big one in our county. So, mm-hmm. And our horse show, of course, is, you know, the first Saturday and Sunday of the fair.
Oh, yeah. Horses are a big draw, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What about the cost of admission? Does it cost anything to get into the fair in general?
Yeah, so it's $5 parking after 3 o'clock. So if you come before 3 o'clock, it's free parking. But if you come after 3, it's 5 o'clock. There again, this is just for general maintenance of the property and as part of the fundraiser. Grandstand tickets are typically around $15, depending on what the event is. Tractor pulls $15, demolition derby's $15, dirt drags, I believe, are $10, baby contest is $5. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, depending on mm-hmm. how much it costs.
And there's plenty of parking. You don't run out of parking.
No, we have 135 acres. It's kind of hard to believe that there's that many and still intact acres in the middle of Terre Haute, but we do. So it's a big property with plenty of parking.
Yeah, and you're getting a new Culver's restaurant there on the property too.
Yeah, Culver's is going to be a great partnership for us. We are really excited. The Bilyeu family they're very 4-H minded, very FFA friendly. So, you know, they have really done a lot to step up and help us get some of the barns back in shape, and it's just going to be a great partnership for us. And of course, the food's not horrible. So, you know, I mean, I'm not sad about it, but yeah, everybody's really excited for Culver's to be part of the Wabash Valley Fair Association.
Absolutely. Anything we haven't covered that you'd like to mention?
You know, check out our Facebook page. We're doing giveaways right now. Getting on our website, you can find out all the information you need there.
There's several events here on the free stage coming up.
So every day on the free stage, we decided this year to keep local. So all the acts are local within, you know, a 30, 40 mile range. So starting on Saturday all the way through the next Saturday, there'll be something on the free stage. Again, it's free. Silly Safari will be there. Charlie Archer Music, Shane Lunsford. I know he's a local to Brazil. So it's just a great way to be able to come. And it's under our free stage tent. So sponsored by Rick's Smokehouse. So we're really excited for people to be able to come, sit down, cool off. If you need to have if you want to have your lunch, you can sit under the tent. We've got tables and chairs set up. The other thing we're having this year, and I think it's in our pamphlet, is wood carvers.
Oh,
so we're
neat.
Having them back, the Bear Hollow wood carvers from French Lick, Indiana. They'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then we're also having what they call agri puppets. And it's an agriculture education, and they'll be driving around. And, you know, it's just a fun little show for kids. So those are two things that we've kind of added in the last year or two that I think will be a great addition to the fair this year.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Vigo County Fair, and that starts Saturday and runs through the 14th?
The 15th is the last day. Yep.
Okay. Sounds like a good time. You have a carnival this year.
So the carnival will start Saturday as well, and I believe it's Sunday that they have an hour of free rides. So from noon to 1 on Sunday, they'll do free rides, so you can come down and enjoy the carnival for an hour at no cost. So it kind of gives you a little snippet of what's out there. I know we've got a couple of new rides that they're debuting that look a lot of fun. It's not for me, but I know the kids love it, and I know my kids love it. So we always have a great carnival. Drew Exposition pulls out all the stops, and they're wonderful to work with, and they have the best carnival, in my opinion, in the nation. So they travel starting in, you know, March, and they work their way up to Indiana and back down south. But it's a phenomenal carnival. And we also have the Concession Row, so you can't miss the fair food. I mean, there's all kinds of great things: elephant ears, snow cones, corn dogs, walking tacos. I mean, by the time fair week's over, I need to do a detox and a cleanse. So lots of food to eat, lots of good food.
That is tremendous. Jenny Hamilton with the Vigo County Fair has been our guest today, and we appreciate you listening. We hope you're just having a wonderful summer, and we just wish the best for the Vigo County Fair, and we're not going to have any rain.
No, I hope not. I mean, a little to settle the dust would be fine. But yes, for the most part, we hope Mother Nature's got it out of her system.
All right. My name is Frank Phillips. We appreciate you listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.